Sunset had settled over the western horizon in a glorious riot of scarlet, purple and gold when Dobre shouted from his vantage point,
"Ship ahoy! Lion offshore!"
Every beast climbed the dune to look. A vessel with one large square sail rigged amidships was standing off from the shallows. Erfur identified it.
"The purloined Petunia. That's Cuthbert's ship, sure enough. He's waiting for flood tide. That'll carry her up the river mouth and across the shore close to these dunes. Come on, mates, let's eat. Old Cuthbert should join us soon."
Gowsham shrews could not be faulted as cooks. They laid on a feast fit for many warriors. There was a cauldron of beetroot, potato and radish soup, massive portions of summer salad, cheese, breads and pastries, and a sizeable bowl of fresh fruit salad, hot blackberry cordial and a keg of special old Gowsham nettle beer completed the spread. Even Brink perked up, declaring himself fit enough to sit with the dining party. Tilly was curious to learn more about the creature who would be joining them, but Erfur was not very forthcoming on the subject, telling her to wait and see for herself. At one point, the otter maid went up to the dune top to see what progress the ship was making. It was halfway across the beach, with the flood tide behind it. She could not see the captain, but Pandion perched on the masthead, seemingly unbothered by anything. Tilly made her way back to the fire and sat by Erfur.
"Your friend's not far off these dunes. He'll be here shortly. What do we say to him, sir?"
The Gowsham chieftain sliced the cheese with his rapier.
"Don't you say a word, miss. Leave the talking to me."
As a half moon rose in solitary splendour over the coast, their guest made his appearance. He turned out to be a big, capable-looking hare, but Tilly was surprised to see him dressed as a Gowsham shrew, complete with coloured headband, kilt, broad belt, and a rapier far too large for any shrew to wield. His body was criss-crossed with old scars, and he lacked half of his left ear. He loped silently up and sat by the fire. Then he began eating as though he had lived through several famines. Not a word passed his lips as he ravenously tackled soup, salad, cheese, bread and pastries. Erfur rose quietly, beckoning every beast except the hare to follow him. He led them to the shore side of the dune and signalled them to sit. Tilly fidgeted impatiently, but Erfur waited a while before speaking in a low voice.
"Hush now, and listen to me, mates. No joking, though. I'm deadly serious. Tonight, Cuthbert thinks he's a shrew, so his name will be Logalog Boodle. Have you got that?"
Brink scratched his head spikes.
"But I thought you said his name was Cuthbert something or other Bloodpore. Why's he changed his name all of a sudden?"